Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our presentation about the Sitetrack blog rank, why you should use it. I'm Urs Gattaca, your host. Let me just go into the presentation. It consists of just about 10 slides. Slide number two, the Sitetrack blog rank web-based software as a service benchmarking tool. It represents the world's largest community for benchmarking corporate blogs. The way it works is that first you register yourself. You can go to the site at blogrank.sitetrack.eu and register now or use the link we have here. Second, you then, after you've confirmed your registration, register your blog, your company's blog, and then we start collecting data about your blog. It will take us a while because we might go back 3 years to find data so we can give you a trend line so you can see how your blog has evolved over time and how much your performance has improved compared to others. The dashboard then looks something like this. This is part of the dashboard, the opening screen. If you go to metrics, at the top right, at the top level there. Lower end left column starts with the primary blogs. That's the one you registered at the beginning. And then below you may have trace blogs. In this particular instance, we had one more trace blog, which is the red one. In the middle, lower end here, you have the Sitetrack blog rank scores and blog rank information. And on the right, you have variations where you can look for particular things, compare 2 or 3 years together, and so forth to see how things are and how you compare. What really interests us, however, is how the Sitetrack blog rank can help your content go viral. And for that particular purpose, we want to compare your blog to other blogs. So here, we've taken one category and ranked the 10 top blogs. And as you can see, things get interesting. For instance, we can look at each of the columns here, click on the red triangle under the name, such as text complexity. There's a small little red triangle below there, and then it gets rearranged according to who is the best when it comes to text complexity or Ripple. If we look at the Ripple, we can then go further and say, well, let's look at which of our blog posts have been shared the most and which blog content is less shareable. As we know, people prefer to share certain things. You can do this. You see the blog link below here. And what you find is, of course, that certain things work very well. On this particular blog, you have an ID 247, which is the first left side column at the bottom. And you go up 342, which is the latest blog post. And as you see with the yellow columns, generally things have been improving on this blog. If you then go to the Ripple, you can see with the red column that quite a lot of the content on this finance blog is being shared on Twitter. A few posts from also on LinkedIn, nothing on Google Plus, and sporadically on Facebook. So this one would look like Facebook users may not be that keen on this particular content and want to share it. Maybe it's because of the topic, which is, of course, finance. Our second last slide number 9, shows here, if we dig a little bit deeper about social sharing, what's interesting here is that just because people share your content on Twitter doesn't mean they share it on Facebook. And if you have a lot of shares on LinkedIn, such as number 3, the number 3 block here, does not mean you have a lot of share on Facebook. Matter of fact, if you look at number 7, the emergingblog.wordpress.com has quite a lot of LinkedIn shares, but basically no shares anyplace else. And that in itself is interesting because now you can start digging to look at which blog posts have been shared the most, where have they been shared, and then start to design ways to change this to improve your sharing on Facebook if in fact you're interested to have your stuff shared on there. Some people say the more the merrier, others say no, I want to reach particular platforms because that's where my potential or target audience hangs out the most. This brings me to the end. If you haven't signed up yet, please sign up now. It's free. I thank you for having participated in this short podcast or video, and I hope to see you again soon. Thank you very much.